Welcome to Soul Busy. I'm Rach.
And I'm Carly,
your CEO
and COO
sisters. We share unfiltered convo on balancing hustle with mindfulness
while running successful businesses with soul
and the real life between it all. Welcome, Marina.
Marina.
Hi.
I feel like we've been trying to do this for 2 years.
Forever.
Mm-hmm.
We're bad people. I'm so happy we're doing it.
Thank I am
too. Thank you for having me, guys.
I feel like you're going to be like a professional podcaster.
Are you a professional podcaster?
I'm a professional yapper, which makes me a really good podcaster.
All right. So can you tell us your story? Because I feel like it's got
There's lots of layers to that story.
I want to hear it.
You got so a lot of layers.
It's also funny because I feel like I've known of you guys or known you guys for so long, but then like haven't known you guys. So
right.
I'm really excited
I
to
agree.
Like just share all the things. Yeah. So, oh God, my story. Where do I begin? Okay. Well, I mean, I feel like I share the same story, so maybe I can like share other things that aren't.
Just give us a tea.
Okay. So now I'm a mom of a 9-year-old, Sebastian. I am the CEO of Create and Cultivate, and we are the largest events and media company for women in business. So we do like all conferences, festivals, retreats, masterminds.
That's a flex.
No, well, like really I like cool. to
the
say
largest,
that.
Like, the I largest. Love that.
We're the largest. We have a massive community, over 2 million women.
Incredible.
It's amazing. Like it's one of my favorite things of like existing is Create and Cultivate before I was even the owner or CEO. And so a little backstory and why I like to lead with that is because like I started very far away from that. Like I was born in Egypt. I'm an only child. Came here with my parents when I was like 8, a little bit younger than 8. And we literally just started from scratch. My dad was a engineer in Egypt. My mom was a science professor. And we came here and they were like, oh, we can't like use our degrees. Like, let's just figure it out and start from scratch. And so they ended up having like pizzerias. And I was
recently
on a podcast and they were like, oh, were you always around entrepreneurs? But I never identified my parents as entrepreneurs. I like never thought of them as that, but they were entrepreneurs. They would like buy pizzerias. They would make them like really vibey and fun and build a community around it
open?
And then sell it. Yeah. Well, So their last one they sold right like during COVID. It was like March 10th. And like March 13th, the world shut down. It was crazy.
Wow.
So it was like perfect timing. Yeah. And so, yeah, grew up watching them kind of like hustle and bustle, work all hours. It was crazy. And then I feel like because I grew up so poor, like we were like in and out of family homes for the first 5 years of being here. All I kind of associated is like money and happiness. Like those two like went hand in hand. And so I remember like just now being an adult, like I'm 34 now, like going through life.
And what's your birthday? Like
February 13th.
Aquarius. Oh, you're Pisces?
Aquarius. What are you guys?
I'm 34 too, but I'm Leo.
Oh, when's your birthday?
August 2nd.
I'm an Aries, April 5th.
Oh, Matt's Aries, April 19th.
We're all very compatible though.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I like this.
I'm 31 though. Losers.
Oh, I'm always the youngest person in the room.
I'm happy
you're not.
Either.
Yeah, you're not. You're old. No, but so I feel like literally growing up, I was like, oh, if I have a shit ton of money, I'll be happy. And that obviously is not true.
It doesn't hurt.
It definitely does not hurt. And it makes a lot of
problems. But it doesn't. It's not everything.
But it's not the solution, yeah. Right? And so I think because I lacked that confidence, a lot of my like decisions throughout life were just like based off of trying to find like validation and worth through all of the shit that I was doing, you know? And so long story short, went to college, graduated with a marketing degree and business communications and moved to New York and like had literally no money in New York. I was like, how do people do this? Like I was in the negative before my bills even came out. And I'm like,
same.
But I was hustling. I was mm-hmm. like, I'm doing
what'd
this.
You do?
I worked at a company called Skip Hop. It's a children's like product.
Yeah, I love
line.
Skip Hop.
Yeah. And so they got sold to Carter's, but I did wholesale for them for a really long time.
That's cool.
Very boring. But then I did fitness bikini competitions, whatever. I was like in a crappy relationship, got pregnant at 23. Like my whole life is just like go, go, go. And I like always, that's why I always love to say I'm a professional pivoter because like truly.
I didn't even know you said that when we came up with that topic.
Stop.
Oh, yeah, we didn't
like
know
that. Oh,
no
that's
clue.
Hilarious. Yeah, I always said I was a professional pivoter because it was like, I went to school for marketing. I got into sales. I hated the job. I was in a shitty relationship. I pivoted out of that. I like always was kind of figuring out how I could like evolve and just like be better and do better. And so, once I had my son at 23, I moved home, which
23
is Massachusetts.
Is no joke.
I was a baby. like when I think about it, I was like, now 23 year olds, I'm like, oh my God, like you have so much to learn. But he's I didn't so think cute. That he's the best. He's the best thing ever. When I was in my 20s and like curious how you guys think of this, I thought I needed to figure out my whole life in my 20s. Now I'm 34 and I'm like, oh, this is, we're just getting started.
Oh yeah.
You know, like I was like, just getting started. Like I have so much more to do. And I just wish I knew that when I was younger.
You wish you could tell your younger self?
Yeah.
I'm still tripped up on like 23 years old having a baby. I think that's incredible. Yeah. And like hustling and trying to make it all work and like figure out who you are. Like, because
that was a tough age.
That was a choice you made, and you seem like an exceptional mother.
Thank you.
So to build a career and never let anything stop you and never let like the motherhood at a young age be an excuse to why you can't do something is like the first thing I'm hearing. That's
I love that. Thank
incredible.
You. That means a lot. Yeah. It's funny. Cause it's like, I come from a really conservative family. I'm an only child. So my parents, when I told them I was pregnant, they're like, what is going on? And I remember like even, so I got married, divorced and had the baby all within like 8 months. Like it was the craziest thing. But I remember thinking like I took a year off of work. I moved back to it with my parents in Massachusetts. And I just thought like, this can't be my story. Like, that's just like not, I didn't work this hard to get to where I am now. And at that point, like I hadn't worked hard at all. So it was just funny. Like that was my mindset, but yeah, got like literally went to therapy, took a year off of work, which is, I was very privileged to have like my parents be able to help me. But like, it's funny now looking at it, like they barely had any money. So I don't know how they were able to
help me. Well, we're just getting by.
We're just figuring it out. And my whole purpose was like, I'm going to be the best mom, the most involved, but also like build a life that I really want to build. And I ended up landing a job at Yahoo. And that was like my first true introduction to corporate America. And I did Yahoo News, Tumblr, just like climbed the ladder throughout the years that I was there and really loved business, really loved marketing and branding. And I got laid off in 2019 and decided to start my own company called Empowered Confidence. And the whole entire purpose of Empowered Confidence was like to help women and girls learn to make better choices and make more money while having confidence. And that mindset was so important to me.
What's interesting about your story from the start is like, I was trying to think of like, did I have my whole life planned out? I think in my head, I thought I did. Mm. You know what I mean? And I don't think it ever goes to plan. And I don't think it matters. I think something that was always important to me in my 20s was like, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? Like job wise, like I was like always cared about my job. But I also love your story because it's like, you can have as many stories as you want.
100%.
And like you didn't stop at 23 because like I wonder how other people would have handled that situation where like you're going through hardship. Like you can go through hardship today, tomorrow, the next day. I mean, shields up, but like you don't know when things are going to happen.
Totally.
And like, yeah, you got pregnant and but like you dealt with it and you handled it and then you moved on and like you pivoted.
It
and
being your son.
Deal with it. No, I'm just not even that. Like, yeah, deal with it, bitch. No, but like you went home. Like you made sacrifices for like a choice that happened and then you moved on and like still made it the best you possibly could.
Totally.
Which
and I also think, I wasn't like a 23 is young, right? But I wasn't like a baby, like a teenage, right? Like I felt like, I don't know, in that time when I got pregnant, I was like, this is the end of the world. Like well, in that's my when mind, I was you know? And I was like, oh shit, I gotta figure it out. Right. Like this cannot be the end of my world because like I owe it to Sebastian, like to give him the best life possible. Like he didn't decide he wanted to come into this life 9 years ago. I did.
And well, so I like your mindset.
Yeah. It's like, how can I do something? And I think that was interesting, like that you call that out because I am so anti-victim mindset. Like
for, me too.
You know what I mean?
Like we are the anti-victim.
Well, that's why I did because that it's super important to me. Like shit happens and you make choices and whether they're good or bad, like it's like all about like dealing with the consequences 100%. Of your actions or being like, you know what? I fucked this up and like, I'm going to move on or I'm going to make it better. I'm not necessarily talking about your story.
Yeah.
Just talking about generally.
Yeah. 100%. And I think that was like my way of kind of rebranding myself. I was always like,
I love that.
I'm a big believer of like, you can reinvent yourself any time of day. Like any day of the week. Yeah. Let's go. We're starting fresh.
I think I reinvent myself like every minute of the day.
No, I love it.
I'm like, I want to change my mind on that.
Yeah. No, and you get to.
Yeah.
Like you totally get to.
It is what it is.
And I think sometimes we put ourselves in these boxes. Like Gary Vee said something one time of like, oh, we tell someone we're going to be a doctor and we go into med school and then we become a doctor and we hate it. But instead of like reinventing or changing or pivoting, we're like,
we're staying.
And then you die. Like literally you live your life in this like misery because you think you have to stay in the position. And that's in a toxic job, a toxic relationship. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's even a good relationship that you've outgrown or a room that you've outgrown. But like you get to make the choice to like do something different. And that was always like, if there's any sort of like message or legacy or anything that people like know me for, it's like you get to change your mind.
You get a redo.
Yeah, totally.
I couldn't agree more.
But yeah, so I went to corporate and once I got laid off, I was like, okay, I want to start this company. I've never been an entrepreneur before. I like did fitness bikini competitions like years before which is so funny.
Would you eat like egg whites?
And tilapia. Eggs, whites, tilapia, and asparagus at like 6 a.m. No. It was nauseating.
That's tilapia, your pee, and your duty definitely smelled really gross.
Ew, 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 ew. Disgusting, yeah. And so that was a crazy like world of a season of my life. But then COVID happened. So Empowered Conference was supposed to be in like a events business, which is really funny when you think about COVID now. Then COVID happened and it was like, oh, just kidding. You can't have events. It was crazy. And it was
the
like
timing.
Yeah. It was like, I got laid off December 2019. I was like January. I was like, yeah, I'm going to start this business. February, end of February, like the world shuts down. And I was like, perfect, let's start this over again. And so I decided, I was like, I really want to focus on women. I was like, what do I want to do? I want to focus on helping women. I want to focus on helping them build their brand. I want to help them make money doing that. I want them to be really fucking confident while they do it. And so I created programs online. They've sold very quickly, which I was like, wow, this is all because of this like personal brand that I've built and community that I've built throughout the years. And so after that, that was kind of like my North Star, is like, how can I help more people like build their personal brand, monetize their like expertise and get out there? And I coincidentally went to an event called Create and Cultivate and fell in love with the event and the community. It was so crazy. It's like this massive business conference that people get so dressed up and like gorgeous and vibey to go to. You have the best of the best speakers and it's all women and men are there attending, but like I get to learn from all of these amazing, it was crazy. And it like made me feel like my goals were so small and so like attainable. And I was like, oh, like I vibe in this space. And so I went for like 3 years or 2 years, ended up connecting with the founder. She had already sold it to private equity. And so I had messaged her randomly on Instagram and I was like, hey, would you ever consider starting a mastermind? Like I've been doing these masterminds and retreats for a really long time. But I think it could be valuable to do it. So like she has a bigger network than I do, right? She's been doing this for so long. Like she has the connections to Martha Stewart and Meghan Markle and like all of these people where it's like, I didn't have those connections. And so I'm like, how can we create a space where women can learn from really powerful entrepreneurs? And so we created the Blueprint Mastermind with Ali Webb, who's the founder of Drybar. And, it was amazing. And during that time, we had the opportunity to buy Create and Cultivate from private equity. So Jacqueline and I bought the company and now I operate as a CEO. And like, it's been such a whirlwind. And I always like to share like, kind of like, oh, this is where I am now. But like, here's literally the shit that I had gone through to get to where I am.
It's not like an overnight moment. Yeah.
Yeah. And I wish people like know that, like, just like keep going. You know what I mean?
Well, tell them.
Figuring it out. No, truly.
Keep going.
I think it's funny talking to a lot of different entrepreneurs because I feel like our stories are always stained with hardship. Mm. You know what I mean? Like there's just so many different things that happen along the way. The whole topic of today that we wanted to discuss with you was about pivoting because we find that like our lives are just one giant pivot. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny. Like I hear your story and all I hear and all I see is like an endlessly positive person. That's something you have to just be, or it has to be ingrained in the makeup of who you are because that's something you've had to be or had to experience. But like even take the story about like COVID, right? Like, okay, so I'm going to launch an event business and then like a worldwide pandemic happens and nobody can go to events. You literally pivoted and turned that into like an online business. Yeah. And then it created the next step in your career. So I think there's also something to this about positivity that I'd like to talk to you. Like how has positivity led your life?
Yeah, it's so funny. So when I was going through my divorce, one of my friends in New York said, you're so happy. Like, how are you showing up every day so happy? And I was like, I was genuinely like, this was my response. I was like, well, what's my other option? Exactly. Like in my head, I didn't understand that there was another option of not being happy. Mm-hmm. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Right.
Like, I got to figure it out. I got to keep going. Like my life doesn't end. Like literally I have responsibilities. I have bills to pay. I have like a life that I'm growing. Right. And so I feel like that's the case with everything. It's like, what's the other option? Why would I want to not be happy?
That most agree. People are like your friend.
Yeah.
Where it's like. Like what are you going to do? How are you going to go up from here? Like,
I can't even talk to people like that.
You're going through that. That's so hard. Like I just talked about this. I'm fine. But I had a miscarriage in October and like people's responses were just like, oh, are you okay? And not that it's not devastating. It sucks. Like, it, yeah. But I'm like, I'm fine and I'm going to move on and it's going to happen again. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I just.
Right. And you can also.
No, it's
like,
not going to happen again.
No.
Yeah. No, no. I'm saying I'm going to get pregnant again.
Yeah. No, I'm just shield up. I'm canceling the air.
No. I'm saying like, I'm going to be fine. Like, and I choose to live that way.
Yeah.
And like, yes, when I was younger, maybe I wasn't always in that mindset, but like after like I got older and like I became an adult and like. Like control my friends and where I lived and what I did and who I hung out with and who my husband was. Like, I was like, I just like can't be around people that are constantly like, this is a problem, this or that, blah, blah, blah. Like,
totally. That's how I like, I 100%. And I think that like, I always want to remind people, it's not that I don't get sad. Of course, I fucking cry 100%. And bawl if there's something happen. Like I feel,
not about that.
Yeah, I feel my feelings for sure, but I'm like, let's go. We got to keep going, you know?
And yes.
Like, I know the opposite side because I do have like people around me, definitely less now more than ever. Like I don't really have a lot of people around me that are like this, but like I have been around people that are, that it cripples them. And I think like, I don't know if sometimes they realize that it's crippling them and it's like, no, you owe it to yourself to like shake it off and keep going, you know, and then go home and cry.
And
later.
I wonder if it's how we brought up. Cause like our parents are like that. You told me you weren't going to have more kids, right? Are you remarried?
Yeah. So I met my husband in college. I was obsessed with him. This is actually a very funny story. I was obsessed with him and he was a senior. I was a freshman. I had never seen like a redhead before. And I was like, fascinated.
Never seen a redhead.
Literally, I was like, this is.
He does have red hair.
He's
saw him in
blonde.
One. Yeah.
If he was listening to this, he'd be like, I'm strawberry blonde. I'm not red.
Just to be clear.
Yeah. But no, I was like obsessed with him. Whatever. He was a senior. I was a freshman. We like dated. I use the word dated very loosely. And he graduated and we went 8 years without talking. And I got pregnant. I moved home and like all the stuff. And when Sebastian was a year and a half, he like randomly liked my Instagram message. And so I messaged or picture. So I just randomly messaged him and we have literally been talking ever since. And then he legally adopted Sebastian when Sebastian was like 2.5. Yeah. And now
Angel.
We're married. Yeah. He's the best, like the absolute best.
He's Angel. Cute.
Yeah.
So I want to talk to you about like the word entrepreneurship. Sometimes I have a love-hate relationship with that word. Do you ever feel that way?
Yeah. My husband, Matt, and I talk about it all the time. He hates the word entrepreneur. He's like, what the fuck is an entrepreneur?
I think
like
it's not, used too loosely.
Too loosely. I feel the same way as CEO.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
To always call myself a CEO. And now that I'm a CEO, I was like, I was not a CEO.
That's really funny you like, say that. I said that the other day.
I was not a CEO before. I agree. You know, like I was a team of one. I was a solopreneur.
Right.
Like that is what I was.
Right.
And that was okay. You know, but yeah, like entrepreneur, CEO are definitely used loosely, mainly because I think too, like a lot of people want like are identifying as their like future self. This is how I like to frame it of like, I picture myself as the CEO. And so as a small business owner, I'm going to call myself that because I want to envision it
project it bigger.
Right? So maybe that's why, like, I feel like that's what I used it for. Like, I wanted to call
it's
myself.
Legitimizing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like giving this like authoritative figure to like who I was, especially as a one person show. Like I literally it was just me. Mm-hmm. Who am I CEOing?
How many people do you have on your team now?
Now we have 10. Wow. We'll probably end up the year at like 15-ish, maybe. Yeah, 15.
Is the goal 17. To grow that, or is the goal to kind of keep the team smaller but grow the business?
I think it depends. Like I feel like we are scaling very, very fast. I think like 15 is good in the sense of every department is there. We have an operations department, marketing department, sales department, and like finance department. I think those are like the main one, and accounts. So like five departments. So as long as there's always like a director, a senior, and a coordinator, I feel like good.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like my rule of thumb. Marketing kind of takes its own world in terms of developing that, because right. it's just like editorial. We have the creative. We have, you know, so many different people on marketing, and but we do work with a lot of amazing freelancers too. But that I don't count that as like
understood.
Are you like in the office? Like, do you guys have like an office where you're with? No, it's all virtual.
All virtual, wow, which nice. Is crazy. That's because cool. When Jacqueline first started the company, and like right before she sold it, she had an office, a headquarters in LA, a couple floors, like 37 employees. Like it was just like. So different than what we're how we're operating now. And I really do miss coming into an office. Like I miss the culture.
I love going.
It's yeah, nice. It has its perks for sure.
So, so nice. I think the only difference is like, I love hiring talented people all around the US. You know what I mean?
That's like, cool. That's an interesting, I've never thought of it that way. Yeah. I always hire locally.
Locally. Yeah. It's like, I don't think I know anybody locally. Like it's crazy. Like
you know us?
Yeah, I know you guys are the best. But yeah, everybody's either in New York and Austin and LA and San Diego and like, I mean, everywhere.
Is that hard for you to travel having Sebastian at home?
Yeah, so it's funny. I love traveling. That was like one of my favorite things about starting any, like my business, even at Yahoo, I traveled a lot. And so I really, really love that. I think it's harder now that he's older because he is literally my best friend. Like, you know, like
he understands life.
Yeah, but also it's not like I grew up with him, but like kind of, you know, like he watched me like at my first big job and he was with me first started my company and first.
No,
and
I
like,
love that.
You know, like it's like he kind of like we kind of grew up together in that sense. And so like, so I say that to say like it sucks when I leave him, like it really does. I'm like, oh, like I want to be at practice. I want to do this. But I said this on a different podcast. I saw Shonda Rhimes.
I saw this too.
So good.
I love this quote.
And she was saying like, when you see me thriving or like winning at something, I'm probably failing at something else. And like, I do think failing is aggressive, but I agree. It's like when you see me like on stage or like traveling for events, I'm probably like missing bedtime. I'm missing basketball practice. I'm missing those stuff. But it's okay because when I'm at those things, I'm not checking Slack. I'm not on my emails. I'm not
present.
I'm present.
So like you're traveling a lot. You're a mom. Like there's a lot to juggle. You're a CEO of a big brand. Like what are your personal routines that keep you afloat?
Yeah. So I love to say that I'm in a very busy season. And so my personal boundaries and like a personal goals have truly went out the window. And it's like something that I'm working very hard to get back. And I think that I say that to say, it's important to acknowledge that different seasons of your life will require different parts of you and different energy, right? Like my typical routine, it still is like I wake up at 5:45 in the morning, even if I'm not like, if I don't go work out or I haven't worked out in a while, but like if I don't go work out, I will like sit on the couch, have my coffee. Like I'm just like slow morning. Mm-hmm. That is like my non-negotiable, no matter, even if I'm traveling, I need like an hour or two before life actually begins, before people are on Slack, before my son is up, before anything. Then I get ready for the day. And then I'm on calls literally from the second Sebastian goes to school. So I like make him breakfast and like get all that stuff, calls all day. And then I shut off around like 6 o'clock, do dinner, hang out, bedtime. And then I'm back on my computer.
I want to talk to you about something you just said though, that I think is super important. And I think it's knowing yourself. Mm. And I also want to point this back to like, my message is never for everybody to become an entrepreneur, to become a business owner. That's not the point. I think the point of this podcast is just like live your life with soul and be happy all the time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I think one thing I personally do well that I think you also are saying you do well is like, what are your needs and like knowing them? You know what I mean? What I love about what you said is like, I bet that when you're traveling, you plan your time of the day to like, so you have your slow morning. So you have your routine, right? Like, so it's not interrupted. And if it's not, then you know what has to come later to like regroup again.
Exactly.
Right? Like, is that a fair analysis?
100%. And I would say too, like why I think it's important to highlight my routine, lack of routine is because of a lot of the times, and I've listened to podcasts, I've read books, and it's like, if you don't wake up at this time and do this and drink this tea and, you know, have this vitamin, da, 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 it's like, you're not doing well, but like, that's not fair either.
It's suffocating.
Yeah. It's like, that's not fair. Like I definitely had days where I'm like, or weeks and months and years where I'm like, I'm waking up, I'm working out, I'm doing all the things. And I felt good. But right now I also feel really good too, the way I'm doing things. And so I'm like, again, going back to pivoting, like figure out what works for you.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe 5:45 does not work for you.
Right.
And that's okay. 5:45 works for me.
Yeah.
There are some days where I'm like, 7 o'clock is the earliest I can get up.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And I think like giving yourself grace is one of my biggest things, like, because I will, like, I just have too much to lose to be that hard on myself, you know?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
There just has to, for me, it just has to be a happy medium, because like I can waver to the extreme and then I can go to like, the not, like, I can be like, I'm going to work out like crazy. Like the other week I was like, I'm going to walk a mile a day every day. And like, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Cause that's all I can do right now. And then this week I wasn't feeling it. And I was like, I'm not fucking walking 1 mile one day and I don't give a flying fuck. And no one could tell me to do so.
That's knowing yourself though.
And like, I think it's just like, I think we talked about this, like, just like my, I agree with you, like seasons or circles of like how I feel. Like, I'm no longer going to be like, oh, like I didn't stick to my diet like 100% this week. And then next week, like I kind of fuck up a little bit. If I was 80% there, like I'm happy with it. Like I can no longer do this thing where I'm like always constantly 100% doing something.
Yeah.
Like I just, I don't think I can like hold myself to that standard anymore.
100%. I feel like, and like, I'm fine with that though.
Yeah.
Like motherhood, because like I might've been the girly that you were just describing before that was like very rigid.
Same.
Where I was like 4:30 AM. Like I wake up, this is what I do. I journal at this time. I do this at this time. Like I was like the girl that honestly must've been annoying too. Cause I was
I think you both probably were like more type A.
I was really intense about that. And then when I had children, I mean, listen, I had to pivot with them, and I think I'm probably a similar mother to you in the sense, like, I know what I have to be at work, but then I also know I need to be present at certain times, and, like, if they're up all night and they were, like, not feeling well, then I have to sleep till 7, but I also know I need to communicate and get what I need in another way.
100%.
So it's, like, that is a constant pivot, right?
Yeah.
It's, like, always, but, like, I never let it get to the point where I'm drowning.
Yeah.
And if I do get to the point where I'm drowning, those moments are rare. I try to learn from how I got there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how did I get to the point where I'm like crying unwell and like not okay? That hasn't happened in a really long time.
That's why I'm saying I could take it to the extreme where I'm like too lazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, no. You need to like get up and like look at your Oura ring and see how many steps you've taken.
I know.
Today.
I saw,
like,
you both have Oura.
I took mine off.
Yeah.
I feel like you would like it.
I want to get one.
I have a question for you. Like, so we feel similar about the word entrepreneur. How do you feel about like when people talk about like work-life balance?
I think it's such bullshit. Like how does
me
one-
Me fucking too.
There's no such thing as balance. And I actually wish I knew that earlier because I felt like shit that I didn't have balance, you know?
Right. Like, it's like a bad standard.
And some people make you feel like shit about it, you know? Like I do think that sometimes when I talk to people that might not be like own their own businesses or like whatever and have more of a structured schedule, they'll be like, oh, like, so you're missing this or you're missing that. And they make me feel, I know it's not intentional, or I hope it's not intentional, but like they make me feel like shit. And I'm like, oh no, yes, I am missing that. Like I have this obligation to do. And I do think that,
do you
like,
mean like moms?
Yeah. Yeah. Like moms that like sports and stuff. They'll be like, oh, like you must be so sad you're missing. And I was like, actually wasn't until you just said it that way.
I love my mom. Cause I think she like rarely came to my soccer game. She would fucking drop me off, go get her nails done and pick me up. And I'm going to be the same fucking way. And I don't care. Like I know for a fact.
It's really good for a child to understand like there's other shit going on. And like, I care about you very much, but like being realistic and real with your kid.
But also I'm like very present. Like I am almost at everything. And so if I miss a couple of things, you know that I have to miss it. And there's obligations.
Right.
And that's
care.
Okay.
Right. He didn't see a soccer game and he's not going to remember.
And he's going to be just fine.
Like 100%.
Yeah. I told my mom, cause my mom said one time, she was like, oh, like, and she usually gives me a lot of grace. She's like, don't forget you have Sebastian at home. And I'm like, bitch, you weren't at one.
What
thing.
Is that?
Like,
what
crazy.
Is
crazy?
See, I don't even think she means it.
No, she's crazy. And I literally was like, and she's my best friend, but like, I literally was like, you quite literally were not a single thing for me. Like I was home alone when I was a little girl. I was at my own sports games. I was like, and like, that's what I grew up knowing, you know? And like, I'm very present in Sebastian's life. But I say that to say like, I don't believe in balance. I do think that there is like this like unique dance and like harmony between like your work and your life. And I do think that we can create boundaries to help with that. You talk a little bit about like procedures and stuff like that. Yeah. I'm a psycho at that. And like, because I thrive when there's like control and structure, right? When there's not structure, I'm kind of like, oh, what's going on here? And I kind of go all over the place. So I do like structure in the sense of like, these are the days that I work. These are the hours that I'm going to try to work. If I'm traveling, like for example, tomorrow I'm traveling, it's like, I'm going to, my structure changes. And as long as I'm flexible, I'm good.
Are you premeditated though? Like for personally, like when I hear that, like if I know I'm traveling in my head, I know I'm like, I know what I need to do the night before. I know when I need to be packed by. I know when I need to, like, how do you do that? Do you manage that in Google Cal or?
I do it in my iPhone notes. So I like, I am, yeah, I'm a bit of a psycho. It's like, this is what I'm packing. If my flight is at this, I'm arriving at this time, which means I have to leave the house at this time, which means
you both need to get the fuck
literally. Literally. I'm like, I need to leave my house at this time.
I'm like packing in the morning. Fuck
that's
off.
That's Matt. Matt.
I'm packing in the morning.
Really, I wouldn't do well. I would be really stressed out.
It helps me. Like that's why I am happy because I'm just like, there's structure and I know when things are going to happen. However, I do handle, my team could say otherwise because I do get like, not frantic. I'm just like, let's go. We got to figure this out. We got to figure this out when things aren't structured. But like, I thrive better, but I definitely keep in my Google or iPhone notes and I like organize anything personal, anything business, everything is on Google, Excel and stuff.
I started to combine.
Oh.
So I actually put all my personal things now in my work calendar. That's how I kind of like live my work-life balance so that like it's like all one for me.
Yep. No,
like,
same.
Quote unquote work-life balance because I agree. I think it's a crock of shit. Like I think I personally think step one is love your job. Mm-hmm. And I think step two is like love your life and then like mesh the two of them. So like it never feels like you're working. Of course, you might need a break. I'm not saying that like I live for my vacations, but I think it all should make you happy.
100%. So I'll do it. I block off like, okay, so I have no calls from 9 to 10. I have, you know, from 2:30 to 3:30 is pick up Sebastian. So there's no call. This is on my calendar and the company calendar. So people know not to like block it off. I will, if there are certain days, like again, some times are way busier than others. And so I don't have the luxury of doing that. But a lot of the times I'll, especially after 2 weeks of go, 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 I'll block off after 3 o'clock of like no calls or Thursday, no calls. And it's like,
you're very premeditated.
Yeah.
That's the way I do it all. Yeah. Like that's the only answer I can say is like, how can I be there for my kids and be there for my employees and be there for both businesses and like manage it all, scale it and have them be successful is like, I have to like look from the plane at my week
totally
constantly. And I have to like arrange, which it's funny because it kind of goes against this opposite side in my soul of who I am, where like, I also could be walking barefoot in the mountains, like meditating and like humming,
really
doing chants. No, yes, I definitely could be like a completely opposite person. So sometimes I look at my life and I'm like, am I living this weird life? Where it's like too structured, but then I fucking love it. Love so like it. I don't give
well,
a
I
fuck.
I think you're like that like on the weekends though.
I am. You, there like, there are times like when I go into like my meditation that, room,
that's
I'm
why,
like,
no,
wait, I love this actually.
Yes.
Oh yeah, no.
She's my dad's like that.
Oh my God. So I have
me and
been,
my mom are not like that. Rachel and my dad are. So I'm very not like that. And, and like, no, truly. So when I started being an entrepreneur, I got introduced to like breath work. And there was this like girl that I was like, she's a mastermind. She's doing breath work. And I remember being like, they're like, you're going to cry. I'm like, I don't want to fucking cry. And they're like, you probably
need to. So you're like the
mix
of Rachel.
Wait, listen. So then I became best friends with the breath work girl.
I'm not that. I would never cry from breath work.
No, but I did cry from breath work. I literally was like,
she's saying she didn't want
to
cry.
I didn't want to cry. But anyways, I did. And now I love breath work and I love sound bath. Yeah. And so, but I like didn't grow up that way. Like my family would be like, what are you talking about? And I said this year, I really want to be more like woo woo. Like I want to like hold crystals and like,
I don't hold crystals. I'm definitely I'm not like an annoying woo woo. It's more like spirituality. Like I like,
she's saying on like the weekends, like she'd like, instead of like going out and partying or going to events, like we'd rather sit in our homes and like walk on our grass.
That's where we're different. Like I need to go into a show.
She's saying she'd rather walk on her grass barefoot.
Walk on her grass.
With tea.
Yeah. I want that.
Yeah.
But like,
stare up at the sun.
Yeah, I want that. I want meditation. Really nice. I want a journal. Like, I want to do more of, I want more
That's
grounding.
All I do, though, Marie. Yeah. Like, I don't, like, my friendships are far away. Like, all my friends live in New York. And, I have a very few friends here, but they know that, like, if we're going to be friends, like, I'm probably not going to hang out.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm not with my children or my family, I'm sitting in a chair, like, chanting Rama Dasa. Like, that is, like, literally what's happening.
That came on. Yeah. We were at a spa and that song came
I made on. Carly chant this thing. It's a song of healing and it goes Rama Dasa. And everyone made fun of me for like a week and we went to a spa recently, the air baths in New York.
And they had it.
They were playing the song.
We're changing in the baths and I go, Carly, listen. And then they're like playing the chant all around us. I guess it might have had to be there.
So I have a song. It's called I am connected, and it's literally like my
is it beautiful chorus.
Yes,
I love
is it connected chorus. To the, and yeah. I will those chant are mantras. It. Yeah, they're the best.
Yeah, and there's a lot of good ones.
I
in
remember
there.
In LA, I was like,
please
really
let me feel.
Yeah.
Are you guys the inner
peace? Oh my god!
From my
yes,
center,
stop.
From my center.
Yeah, so like
know,
that.
Rachel
yeah,
literally I plays literally, that song to Lily
and over Lily and over it. And over again. Like that's kind of yeah. So that's how, I just need moments of like grounding, you know. Because yes. I am a very type well, A. I am like go.
Because like you're surrounded by a lot of high energy bitches. Yeah. Like that's some shit that I couldn't do.
Yeah.
Like I have to be careful.
Definitely
about,
not.
So you're like, want to come to this event? I'm like,
yes.
I'm like, I have. I can't.
No, you
like,
know, in both of our heads, we're saying no.
Yeah,
like,
I,
no, you now
I know.
Ask.
Now
no,
I know.
No, I will participate. No,
we'll participate if we like really have to. But like we really,
it's hard for me. Yeah. That is my personal routine where I like have to like cleanse ground. Like,
no, I'm an introverted extrovert.
Yeah. No,
like,
same. That's
100%.
What I, and I could like, do this all day. Yeah. At night, I just need a minute. I need, and it sucks right. because like, and I'm curious for you guys, like as you have partners, like Matt's working all day. I'm working all day. It's a lot. At the end of the day, after Sebastian goes to sleep, he's like, okay, it's like our alone time. And I'm like, no, this is my alone time now. Like what, like go away. And so but like, I how live, do you guys balance that?
I live for my husband because like when we first started, like we don't do that.
Yeah.
Like we need our time. Like I don't do that. I don't want our time.
It wouldn't work out for Carly.
No time for me. Like I need to do whatever the fuck I want.
Agreeing with you.
Oh. Yeah, no, I'm agreeing with you.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
saying that. I'm like, there's no time that we're doing together. Like don't ask me. Like it's always my time.
Mike and I have found that our relationship is significantly better for watching a TV show together.
Okay.
No. Joe and I don't watch TV well either because I finish it faster and he's like, wait, what did it do?
Oh, he's probably like analyzing.
But
it.
I will say I mean, I don't know if this is lucky or not, but like he's a Boston cop. Mm. So we like rarely see each other. Mm. So like it's, I actually used to be like, oh, I hate that. I feel like I need to see him. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Like it's like I'm on my own life schedule.
Pivot.
No, I love it.
Yeah.
No, it's really great. I really am someone though, but like when I chose my partner, I wanted someone who understood that.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't be with someone who was clingy, who wanted to hang out all the time. Like he'll hold my hand walking down the street. I'm like,
yeah, no, say Matt, like, first thing in the morning wants to turn around and give me a hug, and I'm like, please, no. This is no, my please. Worst nightmare.
I need someone like that, so, like, I can't have someone who
what's
needs,
his
like,
sign?
Our time.
Aries.
Oh, that's what you were... Oh,
yeah, he's an Aries.
Aries
yeah.
boys are probably different than Aries
yeah,
girls.
But he is definitely, again, we get it. Like, yeah. he's like, I have my time, he has his time, but... It's because we're exhausted at the end of the day. But yeah, we do thrive on shows. Like we'll watch like one series of something or whatever. Yeah. So like you guys talking a little bit about like growing up and like meditating when you guys were in trouble rather than like that's your grounding. Like you guys are so like bold and
loud and obnoxious.
No, but like loud, even like decorations, vibes, like energy. And it's like, that's so interesting. And I love like, again, we talked about balance, not like being a thing. But like, I love that you could do both of those things.
I think I reconnected with it later in life. Like if you ever met me in college, you would have thought I was like an absolute hobbit animal screaming at the top of my lungs. Like no one probably, they were like, she's confident, but like, I don't know where she's going with all this. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
it wasn't a good look. But I think I reconnected with it when I decided I wanted to open a business because I had said to myself, like, this is a brick and mortar. I see a lot of business owners. They seem miserable. And I was like, I don't want to be a miserable business owner. So like, I want to learn like how to handle my emotions. So I hired a business coach and hired a meditation coach at the same time. So prior to opening Parlor, I had both of those trainings for a year and then opened Parlor. And then I tried to infuse that into everything we were. So
it's amazing.
And then like leading people, like I felt like it was my responsibility to be grounded. You know, like I felt like
that's something I'm like really trying to learn more. I think that, again, we talked a little bit about CEO. Leading people is really hard. Like I think like leadership and training, it's not hard in like, oh, you can't do it, but it's a lot more complicated than
it's
maybe
emotional.
I had. Yeah. And it's a lot of exchange of energy. So I just like, I wasn't prepared for it. And so I have a leadership coach. I have a business coach. I have a therapist, like, but all of those things, I just want to be grounded. So that way when I am having confrontations or conversations that like, they are not led by like ego or anything, you know?
Well, that's like when I say that I am this way, like a lot of the things I study are like ego.
Mm.
Like I'll read a whole book about ego, and ego doesn't always mean what people think. You know what I mean? I like to understand like what is an ego? Yeah. Where is it coming from? Like things that people probably don't think are interesting. I just think are super interesting. It's like part of it. I'll give you some books.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, I got you. I have a question.
You go.
Regarding like how you view happiness and success. Like I find this question interesting. Like what does that look like for you? What makes you really happy? Like what gives you those glimmers?
Yeah.
What is success to you?
I was on a podcast earlier today. I was just saying to Carly and I like said this thing and I was like, oh, like I could redefine what success is for me. And like, for me, success is definitely money. Like I want to be successful and financial freedom is so unbelievably important for me because I didn't have that growing up and it caused a lot of stress. So I think financial freedom is like a definition for success.
I really respect you for saying that because I think a lot of people are like foo-foo-frou-frou and they're like, I just like want to be happy.
No.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, no. I want to be able to do the things for my family and save money and like, and
saving is motivating.
Yeah. And like, going on vacation without feeling like, oh, I can't breathe. Like that's how I grew
comfortability.
Up. Yeah. I want to be able to do those things. And so that's like one of them, because I think financial freedom is a really important thing for us as a family. And as Sebastian continues to get older, but I do think that like, so success, I think, on top of that is like, I just want a little bit of like flexibility in terms of the work that I do. And I have that right now, meaning like flexibility, like I can record a podcast in the middle of the day. I can stop at 2:30 and go pick up Sebastian. To me, that's success. When I worked at Yahoo, I remember Sebastian's he was turning one and I had just gotten the job like a couple months before, like a month before. And I had to go to Portland for a week for work. And I asked my boss like, hey, the training ends on his birthday. Can I fly out that day? And he was like, the shame and guilt that he instilled in me.
That's corporate America. That's bullshit.
And he had no children. He was like, oh, if you feel like you really need to. I literally missed his first birthday. And I obviously am still not over it 9 years later. I was infuriated. But I was making so much money back then that in my head, oh, I'm successful. But that's not success. Like, so I think it's this combination of this like, time freedom is success to me. Being able to go on vacation, be able to like take time off is really important. That's like this, like, again, freedom that I would have. And then financial freedom.
I get that. Is that a boy? Those answers.
A boy. Boys are the
worst.
It's
funny.
Because I think you can have freedom within a corporate world.
100%.
But I think it's who you work for.
Well, I was just going to say, makes it. It's funny. Like, I'm a CEO, I'm an entrepreneur, but like, I actually don't have the freedom you just described.
I don't either
in my role. Like, that's not the life I live. And
But in your role, you can.
It's interesting though. I get that. But I have meetings that are booked out for the next 15 months.
Yeah.
And if I miss a day of those meetings, I actually feel extremely claustrophobic that like, I don't know where the fuck those meetings are going. I have to sometimes be reminded by Carly and my husband that like, when I like need to do something that I can let go because I hold myself to, I'm not saying that you should or shouldn't. Yeah. I'm just saying it's interesting that two CEOs sit side by side, yet that's your experience and this is mine. Like, I don't get to live that life, but people might think that I do.
Yeah.
I think people look at me sometimes and they think, oh, she can do whatever the fuck she wants, whenever she wants. I actually feel more bound to the rules.
100%. Yeah, because of it. Yeah. And like, we're VC back. So we have like, I have a board and like, there's definitely a lot of structure. And I think it's funny, like I was even saying to my team, it's like, although I log off for that hour or I end the day, quote unquote, at like 6, it's like, I'm opening up my computer and working pretty late, right? It's like,
right, you're still available.
Yeah, I'm still available and I'm still working and like, I'm getting the stuff done. It's just, it's been so important for me. Just literally school pickup and that like hour to do his homework and be with him.
Like, I get that. Like, I just, the flexibility.
Like that's important to me.
I think people look at it very like, narrow-minded, like depending on everyone's situation. Like, I think people think, we can do whatever the fuck we want. We get all the money from every bit. Like, I think people are so stupid and
naive.
They do think, they don't know shit, truly.
Yeah.
But like, what people don't know is like, I will always have to do payroll on a vacation.
Yeah.
On my wedding, I was doing payroll, or I will always have to take a call at 11 p.m. if the water is not working in parlor. Like, and I am happy to do so. And I've said that forever and I'll say it forever.
Well, that's
I don't
a good roundabout point.
And I'm never going to answer the phone and be like, ugh, like when I'm out to dinner and I just sat down and I'm looking at my husband and I haven't seen him for a week and I want to see him and I get a call and I need to be on the call. I'm on it for 45 minutes and I don't give a fuck what's happening.
Yeah.
I don't care about my personal life in that moment. Some may think that's ridiculous. I don't.
Yeah.
It's important to me.
I think the point that like I gather from all three of us is like, you have to design a life that makes you happy.
Yes.
And that's kind of like what Soul Busy means to me, like as a whole is like, you get to pick every part of it all. You get to design, you can redefine, you can design, you can be positive or negative. You can make the choice to wake up today and like face it or not face it. Like you can choose to like be a little bitch when someone gives you feedback or rise above it. Like it's all a fucking choice. You know what 100%. I mean?
My question to you guys is, and I'm now interviewing you guys, but
yeah, please do.
Do you guys ever feel like maybe people in your life don't understand that you guys are so busy or the type of busy? Like, do you ever feel like, cause I say I'm busy and I'm like, no guys, I'm not joking. Like I am back to backs. Like I cannot answer my phone. I can't keep up with my group chat. I can't like, I'm slammed, but then other people are busy, but it's just a different type of busy.
I totally understand. And I think my busy level kind of ebbs and flows. Mm. I don't ever really talk to my friends about how busy I am because the ones that are I hold close in my life know my life so deeply that they know that it's chaotic and they're always like, I don't know how the fuck that's happening.
Yeah.
But they know I put the work in and stuff. But like recently I showed one of my friends one of my calendars in Google Cal and she was like, Rachel, no, that is not your day. She was like, are you fucking kidding me? And I was like, what? She was like, it's back to back. I was like, yeah, it's back to back because I fucking love that.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm designing my life. So like, I definitely don't know if people actually know what goes on to make this all happen. But I think that might be because I'm not exactly
open about it.
Explaining it.
Yeah.
Maybe like this confidence chip on my shoulder where I don't give a fuck about what anyone thinks.
I'm obsessed.
I don't care. I don't care about missing something. I used to care. I don't care anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't need to explain why I'm busy. I don't need to explain why I'm not in the mood. I have dinner plans on Friday. If I want to cancel them right now, I would. Like, I don't care about any of those things.
Carly's a really, that's very true.
It just like, I'll make the plan for dinner and be excited. And I'm like, okay, I'll make the reservation. I'm going. And then when it comes to the time, I literally will be like, I'm not going.
If you don't want
to
go.
If I don't like, go. Yeah. Right now, I'm going. In my head, I'm going. I'm excited. I want to go. And I wouldn't have said yes if I didn't want to go with these two people. I do. I love them. And I think it will be fun. But when I want to go home, I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm not going to drink. I don't care.
No, I love. So like, people make fun of me because I will be at an event and I will be calling the Uber once I'm done.
Like, oh yeah.
When I'm ready, I'm ready.
I think your job is different though, because I think the thing is about you is like I can be at my phone during the day, right? Like if let's say you're at an event and you're the CEO and you have a bunch of women coming up to you, like you cannot look at your phone.
Right.
100%, so like that's a very, again, design your life. Like that's your unique ability. You're really good at that. Like I might not be able to thrive in that environment, but like you may not be able to thrive in my lack of flexibility. Do you know what I mean? So it's like I find your question interesting, but
Are you talking in your personal life though?
Yeah, no, I think it's like both. Like this is such a busy season for me that this is a busy that I've never experienced before. Like truly.
Yeah,
like
you said that to me on the way out. I actually really resonated with that.
Yeah. Like it just, I thought I was busy before, but now I'm like, oh my God, like from morning to night, I'm go, 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 go. And nothing is ever done.
I can
like,
only give so much to myself, to
I gotta my husband, what I can on the table.
To the healthy meal I need to make tonight for dinner. I can only like, driving to, like, there's only so much I feel and want to do. And like, I think if you have those, and for anyone listening, like the three things that like you can do that day that you're like, this is what I can give 100% to, then like be okay with that.
I think that's a really good answer because like, I think my constant mindset is always like, I'm going to do this with integrity. And when I can't do it anymore, I'm going to just fully stop.
Yeah.
But like, I think also the other part of this, which I'm sure we all agree on, is like, I keep my circle small so that those individuals know what's going on. If somebody makes an assumption in my circle, whether that's at work or personally or in my family, that like I'm not doing the most, then you immediately are leaving my circle.
That's the thing.
Or if you think I'm not busy or if you don't know the level of busy that I fucking am, then you are not paying attention.
Yeah.
So it's like I don't need to tell my team that like from 6 a.m. to fucking 8 a.m., the hustle of me getting two little girls ready for the day and get myself and fucking make my lunch and do all these things, it's near impossible what's happening over at my house. I'm not complaining about it. I'm not talking about it. I'm not telling everybody it's a race. But like, if you don't assume that, then you're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I'm obsessed. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
100%. Like, 100%. I have such a small group of friends intentionally. Like, it's just, I have a small community of like my girlfriends. Half of them are my cousins, but it's like,
that's good.
Yeah. It feels so good. And in this world, in this season, I've met so many amazing people. But I'm like, I just keep my community tight.
Sometimes, you know, the boundaries on the people you surround yourself with. Because 100%. For me, like, I have a couple friends, like, we kind of talk when on our rides home from work. Mm. And, like, we'll be on the phone. And, like, if I'm 5 minutes in the call and I'm like, I'm hanging up.
Yeah. Oh.
And she's like, what? And I'm like, bye.
That is, those are no, my only
no,
friends.
No, like, and I'm like, yeah, no, I'm done.
Up on you,
no.
Or if you're talking my fucking ear yeah. off, or if I am I say, literally
yeah,
done.
If I say, hey, I'm going to call you back, know that I'm
and
probably
I'm never
not.
Calling, I'm never yeah. calling you back.
Like fully.
Or how about this? If I have to say I'm going to call you back, then the call has gone on too long. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, 100%. No.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I'm going to let you go now. I'm done.
I think there's a point of life where you just accept that that's who you are. And if your friends think you're like, think you're cool or like think you're like too busy for them or blah blah blah, like they can go find other friends.
100%. Like, yeah, care. I think for the people listening, it's like, this is your sign to get friends that just get it.
Oh fuck yeah.
You know, you
I'm
have
really
to.
I'm really into like impressing myself.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Like, I might be a little bit of a narcissist in that way where like I think you kind of have to be like mm-hmm. where like my next goal is to like impress myself.
No.
I'm in competition with myself. Like I don't even see what the fuck other people are doing. Like, salon owners hated me in Framingham. I was like, who are you? And I didn't mean it in a bitchy
way. It's just like we're doing our own thing.
I didn't know. Like, I don't fucking know. Why are you talking to me? Just focus on your business. There's plenty of heads.
Obsessed.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just like the energy. Like, I'm not.
There's plenty of heads.
There's plenty of heads.
There's plenty of heads.
There's plenty of heads. You know what I mean, though?
100%. But you are also like, I mean, parlor is like the place. Like, it's
a fucking place.
It is the place. I've asked it for years to create a co-working space here. Like, I know it sounds like a joke, but like,
we're gonna go away.
No, like, I want to hang out.
Like, more people.
She's like
entering.
She's a little event
like,
boy.
I have a small circle, but yeah, make yours bigger.
Make yours bigger so I can come for a little bit.
I mean, it's all about the people though. Like, it's hard. It took a lot of time to curate this.
I can truly say that team took 10 full years.
And that team, like, we went out with them on Saturday and like, I live for them. Like,
I actually just said it before. If you guys are listening, like, before we recorded of like, I want to steal your team. Like, you have a really,
thank you
really,
so much.
Really good
never
team.
Happened. I think like, there are, you know, what's so funny? Like, some people could get insecure about what you just said, like, and be like, no,
I don't actually
think you're a fucking bitch. No, but what matter. I'm saying no to you come. Is like, even if somebody, even if somebody tried, I think what's so cool is like, I have the confidence to know that the culture I've created and the team that I've created, that we've created and cultivated.
Obsessed. Yes.
I didn't even mean that.
Oh, I didn't get it. Now
like,
I do.
Literally don't, like, I'm not worried. But you know what? The other thing too, my spirituality side is like, it would say like, if somebody wanted to go. Like, I don't give a shit.
100%. Like,
I love authenticity. Like, just like, do you, bitch, like, let's go.
Like, it's like my operations manager, she's a beast. I love her so much. And I remember we went to an event and someone like tried to poach her, and I was like, I mean, I was pissed. I was like, this is so unprofessional. I'm like,
well,
so
I think that's
tacky.
I go
super tacky. They can take, like, you can go if you want to, but I'm not going to be happy. Like, I was like, literally, it was like, you can't go. It was very funny because she was like, I don't want to leave. Like, I love being
you're
here.
Like, go, but don't go.
But don't go.
Like, no, please.
But it is like, I say this to say, you guys did create like, there's just so much structure and or like everything. There's like thank a you. System, like checking it. Everything is just so seamless. And although like, I think from my view as a CEO, I'm like, oh, wow, that's a lot of work to implement, to create, to then teach and make sure they implement it. But it all pays off from the consumer perspective. I come in.
I'm glad to hear
my
that.
Appointment is on time. I go, there's flow. Okay, this person's doing this. I'm like, okay, done. Like, amazing.
That's
I
amazing. Love that that's feeling. Really like, nice to hear.
It's the best.
You know what's interesting about what you say is like, I started this career as like a makeup artist, not a real hairstylist, and like not a real photographer, right? So like, everything I did was like sort of made up, and everything we applied at Parler was a problem, right? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, oh, like I would see people were waiting for 15 minutes. Problem. I think successful careers or motherhood, if you don't have a career, is just bound by moments of analyzation, looking inside, pivoting, finding issues to be opportunities, like, and just continuously chipping away at growing. Because you say that, right? And I'm like so happy. But then I think to myself, like, there's been so many things along the way where we've like fucked up.
Yeah.
Or where like it wasn't good, or like we had to fix that. Or, and I'm grateful that's your POV, but like that's business. That's life. That's motherhood. That's all of it.
I think our mindset just in general, and especially for the past 3 years, just like we're bringing fucking solutions, not problems. Like, I say that
70 times a day.
I am very solution based. I'm like, okay, so what's next? Can we get a new one? Can we buy something on Amazon? Can we get this? Like,
that's Sarah, my favorite part
Sarah,
of you.
Sarah told me the wallpaper was like coming off. I'm like, I'm fucking buying wallpaper glue. So I'm like fucking down there getting my hair done. I'm like putting up the wallpaper
glue. Can we like go back to for a second though, like weak or like victim mentality. Yeah. I think that's that though. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter where you're at in your career. It doesn't matter like where you're at in your life. Like, there's always more room for solutions.
Yeah. I love being solution oriented. Like, that is favorite thing of life. Have a solution. Like, that's it. Figure it out.
Cause we don't have time for anything else.
Totally.
Like, if I'm eventually not like, can we try this? Can we do this? Should we do this? Should we not do that? Should we try this? Should we just kill it? Like, whatever. Like, if I'm not doing that, then like, I'll be dead.
Yeah. No, you don't feel good about it. Like, you're not progressing. No,
100%. What the hell is the point?
Yeah.
Like, just to sit, I feel like people are just complacent.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're just like fine with what's happening, or they're like fine with their marriage and staying in it, or they're just fine with whatever. Well, I don't want
to meet my highest self. Mm. Like, always. That's like my next motivation.
And I'm also not perfect.
Yeah.
Like, I've been wanting to lose 50 pounds for the past like 10 years. Like, I'm still trying to lose 50 pounds. Yeah. Like, whatever.
What are some personal goals you have right now? Like, in your personal life?
So I talked a little bit earlier of like, I do not have a structured, healthy personal like boundary or system.
I don't believe that's true.
No, I just don't.
I like, watched you. You motivated me to walk every morning.
Yeah. Okay. So I stopped doing that.
It doesn't matter. Well, you still did it.
But it's so also winter and you
moved. So I think my goal is like right now. Okay. So you just moved. You moved. Like, we got a new house. We did. All we've been doing is eating out. All we've been doing is like, just like takeout and like crappy food. So a personal goal of mine is just to like nurture my body with better stuff.
I understand.
Literally as simple as that. It doesn't need to be all the time. It doesn't need to be every second of every meal. Like, I don't need that.
It's the compound effect of like little choices.
Exactly. So I don't feel like absolute shit at the end of the week being like, wow, all I've had is like, literally, like, I'm not even like saying like quality crappy food. Like, I'm having like McDonald's and like all day.
You know why?
No, it's so bad.
I'm very really, surprised.
No, it's so, I understand.
And I love it,
it's,
but
it's not that she wants to. It's time.
It's convenience. It's
convenience, because like the other day I found myself like almost going to McDonald's because I was at a point of exhaustion and I like hadn't fed myself, but I had fed everybody else, and I was like, I need fucking something to eat. Like, and I like literally was just like, I'm going to Chick-fil-A because I need something to sustain my body.
I can't even imagine, because like honestly, having kids must make that so much harder.
You are last, but you have to be first in order to be a good mom, but you have to be last in order to put them first. And it's like this whole fucking mind fuck. Like, I'm feeding them like princesses and queens, but like, I don't have anything for myself.
Yeah.
And but I understand that though. And I think it comes back to like the premeditated, like, I'm like, okay, pack your fucking lunch or you're going to eat like a dickhead all day. Like, you pack 100%. Your goddamn lunch, you're going to eat like a dickhead all day. Like, the end. That's the end of the story.
And or I think sometimes I'll be like, I'm getting takeout this week, but I'm only going to get healthy. Like, I got Chipotle today. I didn't get rice.
Like, good decision.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's fine. Sometimes it just happens.
And like, I think because I'm so like rigorous in my schedule for my professional life, and like when it's my personal, I'm like, oh, okay, like I'll wake up and I'll like, I will wake up and like hang out. So my personal, just to go back to that, is like, I just want to be a little bit healthier. Like, just like add healthy habits into my routine. Like, that to me is very important. I want to drink more water. And I want to,
I can help with the water thing.
Really?
Oh yeah. So do you have a Simple Modern?
No.
Okay. So like the key, listen,
you're fine.
I have solved the
You have a ring.
No, I can help with this side. I've solved this entire water dilemma.
Tell me.
Here's the simplest answer for you.
I don't like flavored stuff.
You don't just need to normal flavor. Water. Here's the thing. If you don't have a water bottle with you at all time, with the same water bottle every single day, the same exact size, same exact shape, you will not drink water. That is the end of the fucking story. So like, I like the simple modern. It's okay. 40 ounces. I drink two a day.
Okay.
That is my only goal. And that is, I know the time of day I need to be done with water one and the time of the day I need to be done with water two. Otherwise I'll be peeing all night.
Mm.
And literally it's stainless steel. So I fill it with reverse osmosis, little niblet ice at the top of the day, fill it with my water, a little bit of Baja salt, fucking mix that shit up. I do flavor, but you don't have to.
Mm.
And
why the Baja salt?
Gary Brecka does this whole thing on you
on minerals.
Love.
Yeah, you need to look into biohacking. That will be like what you're looking for.
Yeah, but that's essentially what I want.
It gives you the minerals that your body needs to actually accept hydration, because there's this whole thing, like, everybody's been informed incorrectly that, like, if you have salt, you're dehydrated, but actually if you don't have salt, you're dehydrated.
Mm.
It is just about habits, though, because I used to drink no water, and then for my wedding I wanted to lose a lot of weight, and like my nutritionist was like, you need to drink so all much water. More water.
Water is everything.
And like, I'm always filling it when I leave for the day. Like,
I'm going to send you the link.
Like,
yeah, send
right
me.
As soon
it's
as
because,
you leave.
That's why you guys have like the glowiest faces. And like, you do too, again, though. Thank you. You remember, like, I did fitness competitions and like, I, but I wasn't healthy. Right? Like, I was losing weight. I was aggressive. Like, it wasn't healthy.
And intense.
I think, yes. It was so intense. I had like 4% body fat. I was crazy.
Jealous.
No, it was
that,
crazy.
That must be
well,
fun.
No, I mean, I agree. That's kind of what I was saying is for my wedding for the whole year, like I lost like 60 pounds. Yeah. I gained half of it back. But for me, it was like such an extreme that I can't do it forever.
Can't maintain it.
So now I'm like losing a pound every 2 to 3 weeks. And I'm like, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
But it's also like, I could stick to this diet and still eat the foods that I want in between. And I need to finally do that, because like I'm so sick of extreme keto fasting, this low carb, just I can't do it anymore.
I love the little goal though of water. I think that's such a nice thing to say.
Yeah,
you know, like
I just like little milestones for myself, and I love, like we talked about habits. I just want better personal habits, because I am rocking professionally,
or,
like truly, but
or
personally,
rules.
That,
like
yeah, rule.
Like,
I
like
rules.
No, like I don't get takeout unless
like
it's
rules.
Friday. Like I won't get takeout unless it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah,
like at least because you're like I'm not doing
rules.
This.
Yeah, like oh, I don't like, do that. Yeah,
just you could. I don't know.
No, I like that.
I think your life is chaotic.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like I feel like you have like a different schedule every week. That's really hard.
It is hard.
Yeah. So
you need to give yourself grace,
especially someone that thrives on routine. But like I will tell you, like when I go to Florida. Or when I go to the Cape, or when I go anywhere that I go, my water bottle comes with me.
It does. So I have Stanleys. I mean, I have so many.
Fuck Stanley. Fuck the Stanley.
Do you hate them?
They leak. They're
they
not
do
practical.
Leak. They're
no,
so
no.
sad.
The Simple Modern is a serious upgrade.
Okay. I will look into
it's the
Simple
in my.
Modern,
it's in the other room. I already finished mine early today, so I'm going to go downstairs, get a water,
get
a third in. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so
lovely.
I feel like that's my biggest thing. Focus personally.
So soul busy. Very interesting topic, obviously, in the name of this podcast. Like, what does soul busy mean to you? How would you define it?
So for me, when I think of soul busy, I think of like redefining my own schedule and my own like success. And soul busy means that I am as busy as I am, but I'm doing something that is truly nurturing my soul. Mm-hmm. And that is like, I love Create and Cultivate. I love what I do every single day. Like it's the coolest thing ever. And so I never feel like I'm drowning. I never feel like, oh, I'm so busy.
Same.
It's the fact that it's like, I'm unhappy.
I think that
it
radiates
feels
off
so
you.
Good. Oh, good.
I think it's like you're in love with life.
I'm never overwhelmed. Yeah. Like I just don't know how to feel like that.
Yeah. And that's like, because it's soul busy, like it's through like literally your soul. I am nurturing my soul with things and people that I love, and like that to me is the most important thing, because on the flip side, like it sucks. I don't want that again, you know what I mean? Like I've been drowning in like work that I didn't enjoy, around people that I didn't enjoy, and like that's just like not how I want to live my life.
I love that. You are a wonderful guest.
Thank you.
Agreed.
So
I mean, you're a true pro.
But I am obsessed with you guys. Like,
we're
I'm not joking.
You
guys are so, so cool. And like,
I
just
feel
like
you could be our sibling.
No,
like,
I'm happy
to. The prettiest brown eyes. Like, I feel like it would just like flow.
No, but I'm being so serious. Like, you've built such an amazing business and like amazing team, amazing process, but like really good quality everything.
Thank you.
You guys
you're
should
sweet.
Be very, very
Thank
proud.
I feel
we
the
love
same
you.
About you.
Thank
proud
you.
Of you. I literally, the second I met you, I was like, what shoes are those?
Yeah, obsessed.
And I was like, I love
you.
You're
that bitch.
I was like, I love you.
You, I think like if there's one takeaway anyone has, like you can shape the life you want to live and radiate happiness, like in every action and every move and every breath of the day. Like it's just totally up to you to kind of like decide what that looks like.
I love that.
Beautiful.
Thank you for having
Over
me.
Over and out.
Live, laugh, love, girls.
Live, laugh, love.